Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Relax. Today we read from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Ah, it's summer. Another school year is drawing to a close. At times we thrived, and at times we survived. It's time for some rest and relaxation, right? This month we're focusing on the 4 R's of summer. Relax, renew, review, and reflect. As we look back and reflect on our year, it's easy to say, I deserve a break. I faithfully kept X number of kids alive and fed. I shared Jesus with them and maybe even taught them a few things. I am ready to take time away from it all and relax. That's great. It's good to take time away from the work that we do and spend time with family and activities we enjoy outside of our everyday work. Sometimes, though, when we take a break from our jobs, we tend to take a break from more than just our work. We set our hearts on beaches, time with family, camping, the lake cabin, and other things we love. We often forget to continue to set our hearts on God. Throughout the school year, we meet weekly with our faculty around God's Word. We study Bible stories daily to teach our students. We pray for patience and wisdom. Then summer comes, and the temptation is to forget about God for a while, or even unintentionally set Him aside. Weekends become filled with activities, and we might miss church. Our kids are out of school, so we don't make time for those quiet morning devotions. Paul tells us in the letter to the Colossians to set our hearts on things above. It's not wrong to dream about our summer getaway, but we need to remember what is most important. What is up above? Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Christ, our Savior, who pleads for us in front of the Father every time we lose our patience with a student. Christ, our Redeemer, who gives us peace and rest at the end of every stressful week when we doubt whether or not we're making an impact. Christ, our Redeemer, forgives us for every mistake we make, and He forgets every time we put our summer plans before Him. Summer is here. Whether you serve in a part-time program or a year-round program, go ahead, make plans to take a break. And as you make those plans, set aside time to be with Jesus. Look forward to worship and Bible study each week. Relax in knowing His grace and mercy for you. We pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for guiding me through another school year and the blessings that You brought through my humble efforts. Be with me during the summer months and help me to continue to seek You in Your Word each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. A question to consider. With the extra time that summer provides, what are some ways that you can stay connected to the Word? Is there a spiritual book that you've been wanting to read? Maybe there's a friend you can do a book study with. Can you find someone to do daily devotions with? Maybe this is the time to start that prayer journal you've been thinking about. Have fun finding ways to keep yourself and maybe others connected to the Word. May the Lord bless you as you do. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.